Sudden Exposure by Susan Dunlap. Chapter 1. If you can't enjoy the peculiarities of your fellow citizens, you'd better not live in Berkeley. Certainly you should not be a police officer there. I love Berkeley, and the only in Berkeley events that pop up as a regular feature in the press. Like the daffodils already in bloom, some of our protests are annuals, and some, like the flowering plum blossoms, are perennials. And some, I've exhausted my knowledge of horticulture, flash and are gone. The nudity movement should have fallen into that last category, and would have if the regents of the University of California had been governed by common sense and the understanding of one rule of life. Winter follows fall. Maybe the regents were pressured. Maybe they panicked. Whatever. The result was that nudity became a Berkeley cause célèbre. During the spring and summer, a college junior known as Naked Guy bared all for campus strolls. An article made the Daily Californian. Campus police asked Naked Guy to cover himself. But nothing is forever, and soon Naked Guy was naked again. News coverage increased in inverse relationship to that of Naked Guy. In September, after undergraduates returned to campus and the California Golden Bears trotted toward the scrimmage line, a coalition of Golden Bears, spelled B-A-R-E-S, formed a line of their own in Sproul Plaza. It was hard to say which team garnered greater support. In the theater, Berkeley Repertory Company rehearsed. On the plaza, the explicit players performed to an audience with no no-shows. The New York Times reviewed. October arrived. Rain loomed. Cold tailwinds threatened. It looked like the nudity movement would be quashed with the blanket of winter. That naked